These few lessons that I am teaching this week is for a purpose. It's to encourage those who feel that they have failed God to the point that God can no longer use them. That's hogwash. That's thoughts put into your mind by the enemy. The devil wants you to be so focused on your past failures that you will neglect to see the great and bright future that God has for you. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. Lean in. I'd like for you to turn your Bibles to the book of Romans, the 12th chapter. I'll read verse 2. Paul was writing to the Romans, and he wanted them to know the will of God. He says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The will of God. Don't we all want to know the will of God? Don't we all want to do the will of God? Yet many today are living substandard Christian lives because they feel that they have been such a failure in this life. They feel that God can never use them. Many feel trapped because of circumstances in their lives. Many have made wrong decisions and are discouraged today because they feel that they are so far out of the will of God that God could no longer use them. They feel that they have done too many things, been to too many places, and now they're discouraged. But you know, I believe that heaven will be filled with surprises. Many successful Christians will be nobodies. And some of those whose lives are strewn with the wreckage of one failure after another will be great in that kingdom. Jesus says the first will be last, and the last shall be first. The small will be great, and the great will be small. To understand how this works in practice, let's consider some examples. I know a man who believed that God wanted him to be a missionary in Europe. He refused to go. Later, he yielded himself to God, and now he is an effective witness to others right here on this continent. He ends every day with the satisfaction of having been guided by the hand of God. God is never short on ideas. He never says, "You blew it. I can't work you in to my program." He doesn't run a union that can handle only a prescribed quota of workers. We are never permanently unemployed in the kingdom of heaven because we show up late for work, nor are we on a waiting list, knowing that someone else must retire before there's an opening for us if we are willing to do anything. Even things we thought we were not trained for, our God can use us. And now, I want to tell you about a woman who came for counseling because of a struggle in marriage. As a Christian, she had married a non-believer, and she had paid dearly for that decision. But now, she has finally submitted herself totally to God. And as a result, God is blessing her. The rough edges of her character are being smoothed out by the struggles of her marriage. Her self-made predicament is teaching her the rich qualities of love and joy and peace and patience. Sometimes the going is tough, but God isn't through with her. She has already led her children to the Lord, and her prayers is that her husband will be saved very soon. And there's another example I'd like to remind you of. All of us remember the story of Jonah. God said, "Go to Nineveh." Jonah said, "No, I'm going to Tarshish." He ended up in the belly of a fish. Was he in God's will there? I don't believe so. Yet God prepared a fish for Jonah. The fish was arranged under God's directive will. Jonah was disobedient, but God had another plan for this disobedient servant of his, and the plan involved a scary ride to Nineveh. Remember, God is concerned that we stay in his will. He went to the trouble of preparing a fish, a storm, and even loaded the sailor's dice so that Jonah would get back on course. If God did this for a prophet who deliberately disobeyed, think of what he will do for those who fully commit their way to him. In the third chapter of Jonah, verse 1, the Bible says that the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. I'm here to tell you, no matter how far you have been, no matter how long you've been there, the word of the Lord can come to you again. The word of the Lord came to Jonah again. He disobeyed. God spoke to him again. God was seeking him out. God will speak to you again. He will give you an assignment again. You would think that God would just go ahead and dismiss Jonah. Jonah was hard-hearted, disobedient, arrogant. Why not choose someone else? Someone more easily persuaded to go to Nineveh. Jonah didn't love the people. Jonah didn't even like the people. He didn't want to preach to them. He didn't want to see them saved. God could have put someone else on that assignment. But Nineveh was Jonah's assignment. God wanted Jonah to know that it was not about him. It was about Nineveh. It was about a lost people that was about to be destroyed. And God loved them. The book of Jonah is not about a fish. It's not just another fish story. The book of Jonah is about God's love. It's about God's forgiveness. It's about God giving another chance. It's about repentance and restoration. That it was all about the lost, the thousands of people that was going to be destroyed if they did not repent. This gospel message, my friend, is all about the lost. It's not about us. It's about the love of God for dying and lost world. And God can always use you in the harvest of souls. Never think that God can't work you in to his plan, because he certainly can. Before I step away from the microphone, before I turn this computer off, I want to draw your attention to Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. I'll read it to you. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he worked a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. The Lord said to me, can I not do with you as this potter? So what is this scripture telling us? It is saying that if you become marred in the potter's hand, he, the potter, can form you into another vessel as it pleases him. God never runs out of plans for his people. Trust him. Until the next